I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. The annual running of the Big Bay Relay is coming up this weekend between Marquette and Big Bay, and we found out more from the course marshal, Stephen Andre, and Brent Scow, the race director.
Everything's coming together great this year. Registration is up over the past years. It's the 42nd running of the Big Bay Relay this Saturday at 8 a.m. Runners are going to start off at Kauffman Sports Complex here in Marquette, and they're going to finish at the historic Thunder Bay Inn in Big Bay.
And the 42nd running, so this definitely has a history and a track record, but I'm sure got people that are signing up even just for the first time with it, and they're probably coming from all over, aren't they?
Yeah, we have people who have done this race probably over 30 times, and we have people that are just starting out for the first time this year, and we have people of all skill levels. We have the senior silvers taking off first this year, walking and running and working their way up to Big Bay, and then we have a couple runners that are going to be running this at a pretty fast pace.
Okay, tell me, what exactly is happening with this? It's the Big Bay Relay, and I think for some people, they think it's just a run with teams, but it's a little bit different than that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a unique race, really, for this area. You take a team of five people, and you're going to run roughly 1 mile per person, and then you're going to hand a baton off to the next person, your team member. Then you hop in your car with your rest of your teammates and you drive up to the next exchange point. So you really come together with your team and work together to make it all the way to Big Bay. You run roughly 5 miles per person, but only in 1 mile stints. So it's a nice way to ease into the running season.
So it goes on for several hours. If people need to be aware of that then along 550 on the way up to Big Bay this week on this Saturday.
Yeah, we ask motorists to please be respectful of the racers. There's going to be cars on the right-hand side and also runners on the left-hand side. Okay. Eagle Mine has decided to not be running their mine trucks during the race, which is excellent. Having them off the road during the race adds to our safety, which is our number one concern for this event.
Stephen Andre with us also this morning. He's the course marshal with the Big Bay Relay. Course marshal, I guess the question is everything coming together pretty well with for where people are going to be doing the relay?
I think we're in pretty good shape, yeah. So we've done this race for several years now, and we have a pretty good handle on things. Just got to get out there and put our mile markers up the night before the race and see everybody around 8 o'clock for the start, and we'll be good to go.
Yeah, 42 years of running this thing, it probably has a certain, you know, kind of fill in the blanks or fill in the dots kind of thing. But how is it for you just putting the course together and getting everything ready? How's that all been going?
I think it's good. Yeah, like I had said, we've done this before, sure. So we've got a pretty good handle on things. Just gotta get out, get the markers out, and make sure we got all our volunteers lined up for our sweep vehicles and medical support, which I think we're in good shape with that. I know Brent's gonna chime in on something here as far as I said the race starts at 8, which it does, but we have packet pickup Friday night.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you about
packet pickup at the Queen City Running Store Friday night, and then Saturday morning we have a captain's meeting to go over safety for the course before. And I was just going to add, I think the biggest hurdle that Steven had this year was getting the snow melted off the course.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, it was a lot of work, but we had to do some shoveling, but we got it sorted out. So,
well, I'm sure it's all ready to go, but Brent, if people still want to get registered, can they do that?
Yeah, we're still accepting registration through Friday, so they can go to our Facebook site, the Big Bay Relay. There's a link on there to sign up online, or you can stop by Queen City Running throughout the week. They have registration paper. And you can sign up there as well. So we are still accepting teams and things are looking great.
What is the Big Bay Relay for?
The Big Bay Relay is for the Nokaminon Ski Jor Club, which is part of the Nokaminon Trail Network. And ski joring is a sport that you ski with your dog. So it's primarily a winter sport where you ski behind your dog, you're harnessed to them, and you're skiing on the trails. But it is a year-round sport, and we actually have it's called Canine Cross when you're running behind your dog, and we have one of those teams doing the Big Bay Relay this year.
Oh, okay. So there's an interesting opportunity there to find out more about it. And so would be on Friday, because for the registrants, you have something on Friday that's going on too.
Yeah, Friday at 5:30 to 7:30 at Queen City Running, we're having our packet pickup for the captains to swing by. We're also accepting same day of registration through Friday. As well. So if you have a last minute team that you want to put together, you're watching that weather forecast and you see the 70 degree weather this Saturday, you might want to sign up and come out and run.
So how do people do that? How do they get signed up? Because you still have a chance to do so.
Yep. So we have a few different options. One of the options is you go on our Facebook page and you can find the link there for our online registration. And then the second option is if you stop by Queen City Running, you can pick up a paper form.
And again, this is this coming Saturday on 550 between Marquette and Big Bay. And it gets going what time?
8 a.m.
And goes for a couple of hours.
Yep, it'll go till about 1 o'clock.
That's the comments of Brent Scow, the race director, and Stephen Andre, the course marshal for the Big Bay Relay. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelah.